has approved a motion to buy Garrett Coliseum from the state of Alabama. If Mayor Stephen Reed approves the motion, the city will have ownership of the Coliseum. The city was given a letter from Governor Ivey saying they'll grant funding for renovation and 112 acres of property. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Certus from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Last hour of News and Views. 272-9228. 272-9228. Now, I'm going to shift gears and go back to a little bit of what's going on in D.C. Of course, the impeachment hearings continue. But Donald Trump, the President of the United States, did a sit-down with Maria Bartiromo, and it might be entertaining to listen to this, kind of digest it together. What do you say, Eddie?
I'm all about it, buddy.
Yeah, because with all this going on, the president truly has to been distracted. He's had to be doing this World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. But while he was there, it appears he sat down with Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business. And let's see where she goes with this.
Okay.
Let's talk about priorities for a second term. Do you have anything left that you need to accomplish in terms of campaign promises? And what are your priorities for a second term?
Well, we have a lot of things. We've done, I think, more than anybody in 3 years. And now, you know, with regulation, tax cuts, and so many other things, we've rebuilt our military. $2.5 trillion on the military, but we have a military like we have never had before. We're going to be doing a middle-class tax cut, a very big one. We're going to be doing that. We have to win the House, and I think we can. I think we will win the House. I think the whole hoax with the impeachment hoax, I call it, I think that it really helps us in terms of the House.
Was that a tax cut for the middle class, or do you just want to make that permanent?
No, I'm going to make a tax cut, and we're going to probably make the other permanent. It's got a long way to go, in all fairness, but we're going to make...
Now, this is fantastic music to my ears, a true middle-class tax cut. It is something I think the Republicans always leave themselves open to this big punch. When you cut income taxes across the board, which I support, when you cut corporate taxes across the board, again, which I support, you leave yourself open to saying, well, the majority of the tax cuts went to the rich. Well, yeah, because the people being taxed are the rich.
Yes.
And business owners and these sorts of things. Corporations that do a lot of business. Yeah, that's where the money is. But also, a lot of the money is in the big, burgeoning middle class. Yes. And even though, yes, I experienced a small tax cut from the last round of tax cuts, a small one, I would love to see a targeted middle class tax cut that sort of removes off the political playing field. Oh, you're just giving tax cuts to the rich. But also truly helps out folks that are in the middle trying to make it in life.
Yeah.
I think it would be a fantastic idea. So to hear the president saying that's what he wants to get done, if that's a promise on the campaign trail, beautiful.
Let me ask you, Joey, middle class Joey, what tax cut could be he offer today that you would say, man, this makes an immediate impact on me? What type of tax cut?
Withholding payroll.
Yeah.
Which, of course, people scream, no, you're just Social Security and... Yeah, and okay.
Well, that
but that would be tomorrow that would happen.
Right. That brings up another question. Do you think Social Security is going to be here for you when you need it?
No.
When do you think Social Security will run out? I'm 50. Do you think I'll get it?
I think you will. You're right. Actually, this is a good conversation to have with you in particular. Because usually the cutoff I've seen is 55. Mm-hmm. So you're right there in that sweet spot of...
Yep.
Either way they go, really, you're getting screwed.
I think my generation will, I don't think we'll receive the full benefit of it, but I think we'll get something out of it. And I hope to think that in the future, with your generation and other ones, there can be some middle ground. You know, the government's taking that money and supposedly Social Security, you're going to get it later on. You know, we all know the scheme. You're not going to live long enough to get it.
Right.
But if you allow me to take that money and invest it myself, where I am responsible for myself, I think we'd be much better off.
Nah, the American people are too stupid for personal responsibility.
Right.
But they're smart enough to vote for the people that keep them responsible.
Right. Well, you get those Social Security statements. I don't know if you're getting them yet. I started getting them, I think, in my mid-30s. It says, hey, man, you got this much money in there.
I haven't got one of those yet.
I would honestly take a 25 cents on the dollar right now.
Yeah,
a
one-time payment?
One-time payment, and you'll never owe me another dollar.
My grandfather actually tried to do that. He's like, I set myself up. I'm all right on retirement. I also he's a veteran, so he's military coming in. So he's like, I don't really need this every month for the rest of my life. He's now 83, and a great, healthy 83.
Good.
And he tried to say, hey, can y'all give me a lump sum or something, and... No, sir, we don't do that, sir. Right. Sorry.
Not with your money, we don't.
Right, and I find this program set up years, decades before I'm even born in my generation, not to mention people younger than me. It just doesn't seem right. And also, for folks who, you know, we're not going to touch people currently drawing from the system, nor should we.
Mm-hmm.
And we should try our damnedest to make sure people who paid in, like, it's called entitlements because you truly are legally entitled to that money they took from you in order to help you at the end of life.
Right.
So it's a weird place we're in because now you're telling people that didn't really consent to the program, don't expect it to work for them, to pay for folks.
That's the issue.
And what the problem is the government has spent the money.
Yeah, that money is long gone.
Right.
I think Reagan used it back in the 80s, hit the Social Security fund.
And also in the late 90s when they balanced the budget.
There you go.
They really hit it hard.
That's the easiest way to balance the budget. Hey, this debt that we owe, we don't owe it no more.
Right. So it's an absolute mess. And if we're going to do something like a middle class tax cut,
yeah.
maybe you start to address other parts of the budget. Maybe you start doing a penny plan where it's a 1% cut for 5 years.
Something like that would be great. But I want them to incentivize it. In other words, people that are sitting around and you know, not working all that much, and at the end of the year they get all this tax money back. The more you work, the more you pay in, to me, the more you should get back.
Right.
Because essentially we are giving the government an interest-free loan. You know, and it's the best money they can ever steal from you because they pay no interest on it whatsoever. And then they'll tell you if they really want to give it back to
right.
you.
Right. But we do need to stare that issue of Social Security and Medicare and these programs right in the face. And in the state Medicaid, the issue is that if we don't do anything, and there's a lot of fear-mongering.
Yeah.
Us just bringing this up. There are going to be people out there. We've already gotten complaints like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, this young whippersnapper wants to take away my benefit. Like, no, I don't.
No, I don't see that.
The hard reality is if we do nothing, something's going to happen. And I believe in law, there's automatic cuts.
Right.
So, like, I think something should be done. Something should be done responsibly. And it's unfortunate that fear-mongering wins the day on this issue.
Why do you think that fear-mongering is in there? What do you think their benefit is? To say, hey...
Well, power. Right. Elections. And then there are true believers.
Yeah.
There are people like Bernie Sanders and whatnot that it's not a means to... It's a public good benefit. It's not a welfare program. It's a public...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I get the whole handout, you know, you're really trying to give people a hand up, but when people have been on it for generations, it's no longer, you know, entitlement programs. And that's honestly where the cuts are going to have to be made at some point in life.
Well, it's the biggest driver of the budget.
Right. And it only goes up every year.
Well, and this is what happens when you give the government this much power in this way, is that you create generational strife where you're doing wrong to the people who have paid in for their whole life, and you're doing wrong to the next generation who's now having to pay for money that should have actually been saved.
And I just find that annoying. All we do is kick the can down the road. And honestly, to be very honest, if we had a politician that would get in there and want to address it, he would not get reelected. There's too many people that don't want to discuss it to have anybody.
Even Trump. It's toxic. Nobody wants to touch it. They play politics with it all the time. And also, let's be blunt: the vast majority of voters are older.
Yeah.
People who are 30 and younger, in my group. Tend not to vote as often or as much as folks say 55 and up.
But it just drives me crazy because if I were a lending institution, a bank of some sort, and I said, Joey, you've got $1 million in this account, you've put in this account over your lifetime, but we're not going to let you have it.
Right.
And then you come to me and you go, you know what? I'll settle for pennies on the dollar. Well, any lending institution, anybody with any brain would go, you bet, man.
Right.
I'll make that deal. And we can't get our government to even think about it. And it would resolve, I think it would lead to some issues early on, but it would resolve a lot as well.
Right. And if we can get our own fiscal house in order, I'd be willing to cut everything. 1% cut across the board, everything.
I'm all about a for-use tax.
I think actually even our military could use some tightening so they could be more efficient in how they spend the money they currently have. I think there actually is a good argument for that. We spend more than any other, all these nations combined, but if you say tightened up certain parts of the budget, you would have to economize and actually go, oh, we're going to spend money on certain things.
Yeah, but a big thing like you and I, when we say tighten up the budget, I know my first thing is look at all this foreign aid we give.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then the politicians on the other end, they scream that you're right, you're right, you're right, but they keep pushing that forward.
Well, and then Adam Schiff last night said, we got to fight Russia over there so they don't fight us here. What the hell are you talking about, Adam?
Save us, Dr. Drew. Get Dr. Drew in there in a hurry. I would just like to see an interview with Schiff and Dr. Drew now that I think about it.
I'd love to hear that show. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going? Yeah, Eddie Bader there just touched on something I was going to mention about our foreign aid. Like the money we gave to the Ukraine, and look at all the trouble that has caused.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's stupid. Until we fix homeless, mental health, prisons, veterans, and take care of our own, I don't know why a single penny is going to a foreign government, because they all hate us anyway.
Right. That's the thing that kills me, man. They take the money, and then they burn our flag. And I'm
Now, back on economics and Social Security, here's the problem with that. I mean, you've got great ideas, but here's the problem with that. There's two problems, actually. One, you're making a big bet. And see, and
that's you, buddy.
But you're making a big, the government and you are in a bet. They are betting you pay a little money all your life, and then it's 67 now, I believe, Joey. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is when you get full. You get full Social Security entitlement back. Okay, well, how many people have died here just recently?
They ain't made
60. So what they do is then they give your family the $200 death benefit. So all that money that the government took, we only have to give you $200 back, and then we have all this other cash for whatever they want to do with it.
And that's
much.
How the program was originally designed.
Exactly. And you've got another issue with eliminating the Social Security, though, or, you know, not eliminating, but where people, like what y'all are talking about, cashing out. Okay, well, Joey, let's say they say, all right, Joey, you paid in $200,000. We'll give you, you know, what Mr. Bader say, 25%? Okay,
I'll take 20 cents on the dollar.
Okay, all right, we'll give you $25,000, and you will get no Social Security benefit whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the problem with that. Then when Joey, God forbid, you know, something, as he ages, maybe he has a stroke or something like that, mm-hmm. or gets in a car accident, you know, with the convertible Beamer, and he mm-hmm. flips it, and, you know, he's not wearing a helmet.
What are you talking about? I'm invincible.
You've seen me, Brian.
No, go on.
We can't just, you know, throw Joey out in the yard.
You're right.
See? But if he had Social Security and Social Security disability, which you could draw earlier,
yes.
If you're disabled, if Joey, something happened to him today, as the young, strong man that he is, he could drop a weight on him at the gym this afternoon.
That's mm-hmm. possible.
Whatever, he would get that. So, and everybody else is going to have to pay for that out of the Social Security. On the bets that they won on the people that died before they could draw it out.
Right.
But and then I understand about your father, healthy father, and I'll stop talking to
you. Well,
that's 83. You know, they're losing. They're going to eventually lose the bet if he keeps living. Go ahead, sir.
Well, my question is, if we didn't have Social Security as that failsafe in our society, like a lot of other societies don't have, then it forces the family to step up. Now, granted, everybody's not going to be in that situation where they have family to help them out. But if there's no other way, I mean, I'm a big proponent of your family. And, I, you know, when my mother, she's listening, this is going to kill her, but I want her to come live with me when she gets older. But too many people, and I see it all around, they just quickly say, okay, my parents are no longer my problem. I can't handle it or whatever. I'm going to turn them into a ward of the state.
Don't forget about the churches. The churches.
There you go. There's another.
And this is this
sanctuary.
Is, right.
I believe the sanctuary should not pay taxes, but their schools, their retirement homes, their hospitals, their broadcast studios, their radio stations, they don't pay taxes on that either. Their daycare centers.
That's right.
If we're giving them all that tax break, then they need to. Yeah, I understand. They should, but see, this is where the government's trying to get. It's done on purpose. They want to limit the church's influence by taking care of the things the church would take care of if the government didn't. Anyway,
right.
That's
good
it,
point,
guys.
Buddy.
I've enjoyed it, though.
Appreciate
Talk
it too.
To you later.
No, and this is a fun game to play. That if you couldn't rely on the government safety nets, how would you solve the problem? Just for the sake of. Thinking about it.
The places I've seen that don't have government fallback like that, it's not the greatest situation in the world. But at the same time, those people know from day one, I'm responsible for myself. I'm responsible for my actions. No one's going to bail me out. We don't have that here. And especially now their kids are being indoctrinated in school that the government will always take care of you. Depend on the government. I'm just a big proponent of get away from that. Joey, if you're hungry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're just like, hey, I can't find nothing to eat, so you go to the corner like so many people are doing and begging for money.
Go,
I don't agree with that.
Go find a job.
Right. But I know that I'm the kind of guy, I give them money all the time, so I know there's people out there that care besides me. But a lot of people are like, well, it's not my job, it's the government's job.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's what happens.
We've got to get away from
that. The more we, and it, as instilled in the government, assume people won't take personal responsibility and then responsibility for their family and for their community, the more we presume people won't do that because they're selfish, greedy bastards, the more it'll become a reality as the government takes over.
Yes.
And so I find that, especially in today's society, we could have dynamic solutions to a lot of these problems, but the government has monopolized that in many ways. Well, monopolized, not really, but there's such a big part of that solution right now. People, to your point, Eddie, say, why bother? They've got it taken care of already.
Why bother?
Yeah, we'll see. But, I mean, all of this after we just listened to Trump saying he wants a middle-class tax cut.
But I'm all about it. But what tax cut could affect you and I today? I don't want one of these tax cuts that we're putting it in. It's going to take effect 5 years from now. That means it's got 5 years to get taken away.
Right.
I want something, and I'm not a big fan of what Bush did back in the day when he cut checks to people, but I like something like that where it affects me, you, the middle person, almost immediately.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
It's Jim.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I'm one of these old guys that are getting their money back, so
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I turned 67 almost 2 years ago, so I've been getting some of that back. I get the full amount, and so does my wife. So actually, it's a pretty good sized chunk. And
well, you paid in.
That's
you
right.
Deserve
your
it.
Money.
Yeah, I've been paying over. I look at my. You talk about that statement. I've been paying in. I started paying this tax when my first job, bagging groceries in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been paying for 52 years. They've been taking that out of my paycheck.
And think
so,
how good your retirement would have been.
I wish
that money would have
gone
to a savings account. Just a straight up savings.
Oh, yeah. I did. Yeah. I said, look, just think if I had that money invested it,
right.
You know, and I've got my old bank passbook.
Mm-hmm.
When I started my savings account in 67, actually I started before 67, and that's back in the day. Y'all, this is way, you know, y'all with your electronic stuff, you went to the bank and you had this little paper book.
Yeah.
And I had it at the First National Bank down in St. Petersburg, Florida. And you went in there and you made your deposit, and they took her ink stamper and stamped the date and the amount, you know. And then you took it home and you looked at it and you saw the amount. I was drawing 4.5% interest on that savings account.
Yeah.
I would love to have 4.5%.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Interest right now.
We gave that money to our government. You know, and at the time it was sold to us that this is something looking out for everybody. So who wouldn't? We're one of the most charitable nations in the world. Who wouldn't hear, wouldn't say, yeah, that's what we need to do.
And also, like, I think, I'm not questioning everybody's motives. There are people that advance these programs, defend these programs, want even bigger programs because they have bleeding hearts and they want to take care of people.
Yeah.
However, there are also, and history shows this, when let's say governments want to control populations more and more, they issue these types of programs. They make people dependent on them.
Dependent on the government.
And that's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the sad, tragic reality of government and government political control. Is, what is that?
Wait,
what does that sound?
You got a kitty there?
No, I've got my little dachshund. He's laying up here by me.
I'm
not paying attention to him. So
he's agreeing with us 100%. We got the dog. Yeah. Very important.
But but then again, you know, I guess, like I said, if I wish I had that money and I had invested it, I'd be in good shape. But, you know, there are people in this society, I'm talking about our society, that if you gave them that money, and spent it all. When it came up to retirement time, they wouldn't have a penny. And then we'd be paying for them. Somebody would be paying for them.
Yeah, you're right.
Or we'd put them out there. That's just the thing. Some people, there's people today, they don't have a checking account. They go to the bank. They cash their check. They put their money in their wallet. And when it's all gone, they wait for the next check.
They don't
have anything for savings or nothing.
Floating free, baby. Floating free. I appreciate the call, Jim.
Have a good one, Jim.
All right, y'all have a great one. Bye.
Bye.
That dachshund.
Yeah.
That was a very, very unique sound. Aww. It was either a cat or a dachshund. But this part of the program, folks, before we hit this break, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers, a fine antique and estate jewelry store located here in Montgomery in the heart of the River Region. For over 40 years, Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth has now taken it over. They've been specializing in acquiring the very best antique and estate pieces from all over the United States. Troop Booth and the whole team trained at the Gemological Institute of America, and Troop has a network of hundreds of experienced buyers across the country to find pieces to stock in his store, but also so he has plenty of buyers that when he buys from you, he can sell it to them. It creates a lot of turnover of inventory. That means there's a lot of great selection, great products, and he can give you a great price if you're going to sell your jewelry.
That's nice.
So, for instance, if you're looking to sell, you should call 260-0066, 260-0066. Hey, Troop, I listened to Joey and Jack the other day. They told me I could sell some jewelry. I've got this necklace here. I've got this ring. I've got a bunch of jewelry laying around. I think I could sell it to you. He'll set up an appointment. It'll usually be in the morning. And he'll sit there, evaluate the jewelry. He'll give you a valuation. If you agree, shake hands. He'll take your ID, write you up a purchase receipt, and boom, voila, right there on the spot, you get paid. Also, though, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, unexpected gift at an unexpected time. If you're really looking to score some points, mm-hmm. say with the missus, why not buy a fine, one-of-a-kind antique necklace or earrings? You know your wife. You know your girlfriend. Hey, and ladies, you know your man. Maybe a watch, an antique watch, if he's a watch guy. All these great things over at Heirloom Jewelers. They don't make jewelry like they used to, folks, and that's why these antique pieces really hold up and stand the test of time. 260-0066. Again, that's the number for Heirloom Jewelers. They're at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. That's going east on Vaughn Road. Just when you pass Bell, it'll be on your right.
Yep.
6948 Vaughn Road. Thank you again to Heirloom Jewelers for sponsoring News and Views, and be sure to tell Troop Booth, the whole team, that News and Views sent you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. More News and Views after this quick break.
Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman, and what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress. And I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
TV. Classics.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in. And for folks who know the song, I hope, especially all you guys out there, I hope you know the video.
Very good video.
Yeah, great video.
Inspiring.
Just hearing the song without even looking at the video like I am now. Right. But just hearing the song makes me very happy. It brings back great memories of the video.
Yes, yeah. It does.
272-9228. Trump impeachment trial resumes soon. It resumes very soon indeed. 272-9228. Eddie, stop looking at the computer screen. We're trying to concentrate here.
Can't help it. It's very distracting.
272-9228. I think what we'll do is go back to this Trump interview. We only got 46 seconds in or so.
Okay.
So let's keep going with the president.
All right.
He's talking about priorities for his second term. Let's listen in.
Pay a number and then not get health care. So we got rid of that. But we've done really well with health care. But we're coming up with a plan that's going to be fantastic.
What about in terms of your trades initiatives? You met with the European Commission president. What do you want Europe to do? Buy more agriculture in order for you to hold back on additional tariffs?
So we've made some great trade deals. The China deal is amazing. And we'll be starting phase two very soon. And as you know, I left the tariffs larger 25% tariffs on because it's good to negotiate for the phase two, and they want to start phase two right away, and so do I. So we'll start that right away. USMCA, great. We made the $40 billion deal with Japan also. We said we won't do the tariffs, but we'll do 40, and Japan is a tremendous buyer now. South Korea. But I find that the European Union is tougher to deal with than anybody. They've taken advantage of our country for many, many years. It was actually formed for the purpose of taking advantage of the United States, if you really think about it. But they've taken advantage, have been very, very tough to deal with. But for me, they're very easy to deal with. And I told them, I met with the new head, who was very nice. And I dealt with Jean-Claude for a long time. And I didn't want to do China and Europe at the same time. I said, let me finish China first, and when I finish with China, and frankly, Mexico and Canada, as soon as we do that, I'll do Europe. They've been very difficult to deal with, but ultimately, it'll be very easy, because if we can't make a deal, we'll have to put a 25% tariff on the cars, 20 or 25%, and I'm sure they're going to make a deal. So I don't want to alarm.
She's going to do it?
They have to do it. I mean, they have no choice. They really have no choice. And I say this not as a wise guy or anything else. They've treated us very badly. We've lost $150 billion over a period of many years. We've lost $150 billion with them a year in terms of deficits. They have to do it. It's the right thing to do, and they have to do it. And I did tell her, I said, look, I know we're going to make a deal, but if we don't, we're going to have to tariff your cars and other things coming into the United States. And they want to have like an emergency meeting, and we'll make a deal.
Let me ask you.
By the way, without that, zero chance, just so you understand. Zero.
See, this is how Trump operates.
Yep.
You got to make the threat in order to get people to deal. Really, I've come around, folks. This has been a change for me. You know when the change began? Because I don't think protectionist policies work, if I could put it that bluntly. I don't think, to put even more bluntly, raising taxes, which is what tariffs are, raising taxes to make things fair actually makes things fair. No, it just creates new winners and different losers.
Yep.
And often it just is counterproductive. For instance, with manufacturing, we started losing manufacturing jobs in the 70s. The biggest reason for the loss of manufacturing is trade has something to do with it. China and their workforce coming online certainly contributes. NAFTA had plenty to do with it.
Yes,
jobs
sure.
going to Mexico and whatnot. Cheap labor around the world, cheaper labor, certainly has something to do with it, but it's often overstated. The biggest driver of the change is technological productivity gains that you can, say, create steel with less people because of the technology we've created.
And
cars and everything. Especially
production, automotive production, man, they go to a lot of automation.
Yeah.
And it just...
But it creates a better product. It lowers cost of production. Like, it's generally better. This is what we're looking for. And often folks think the point of the economy is to have jobs. And the great example is, say, for instance, they haven't come up with this yet, but they came up with some magic product that was over the counter that meant you didn't really have to go to the dentist ever again. It would be bad for those who are dentists.
It would be bad for the dentist industry.
But it would be better for all of society if it was cheaper and an easier way to fix your teeth.
They got that, Joey. It's called toothbrush and toothpaste. I wish a lot more people would find out about that.
272-9228. But the change for me with Trump on trade is he did sound protectionist for a while. And then I'm actually, out of all places, a libertarian kind of free market, classical liberal convention, the convention for the Foundation for Economic Education. I was asked to speak there on a panel.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Great people. They put on quite a show. And it wasn't some of those libertarian get-togethers or economic get-togethers, free marketers can be a bit nerdy, wonkish. And there was plenty of that there. But the guy I know, Sean Malone, who helped put it on, who invited me, he did a fantastic job in making sure it was also compelling on an emotional level. They showed movies. They had great speakers talking about, for instance, getting water wells, complete nonprofit water wells to folks, say, in India and Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And he just laid out an incredible story. So there's a lot of moving stuff there. But I'm at that conference in 2018, and the G20 is going on in Canada.
Yep.
And it's reported that Trump, in a meeting with all these world leaders, Merkel, Trudeau, Macron, at the time, Theresa May, I think, Britain, all these folks, Trump goes, well, if we're not, we should at least consider no tariffs at all amongst ourselves.
I love that.
And everybody was like dumbfounded.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled a fast one on them. Now, who's the protectionist now, Europe?
Right. They had no answer.
And apparently Trudeau's response is, well, what about our non-tariff barriers? Like our dairy subsidies.
Like a free trade zone?
Right. So I think Trump's coming from a place of, I'm going to make the threat. I'm going to negotiate hard. But the goal is free trade. And then bringing Larry Kudlow on was a good step. If we can get largely free trade zones, true ones, not... And this is where I think... UMCA is probably a marginal improvement, and I applaud the president for putting it together and improving on NAFTA, but it's not my ideal. Let's not make the perfect the enemy of the good. 272-9228, 272-9228. Before we keep going with this interview, this part of the program, folks, brought to you by, Eddie, you know this group well. You're part of it, the Goodson Group.
Yes, that is a great group.
And Bo Goodson, well, you're part of the Goodson Group. And I want to start this way. Of course, the Goodson Group can help you buy or sell a property, your home. They can
property
manage
management.
Management's, and they'll do a great job. I know from firsthand experience.
Thank you, Joey.
And if you're an owner and you don't want to do the day-to-day duties, which can be a hassle, depends on exactly who your tenants are and what's going on with
Joey.
Your property. I thought I was a good tenant, Eddie.
Sure.
The best thing, I think, though, going at the Goodson Group, it's hard to decide what's the best exactly, but I think the best thing going on today, at least if you ask me, is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
It is a great program. When I got my license, I tried to do it online first. And there's a lot of people that do that and are very successful with it. But for me personally, I needed the interaction between myself and someone else. It just kind of got monotonous. I mean, you can memorize it, but I don't learn very well that way. So, I went to Bo School, and I've never taken classes before where everyone in the class was so... just participating in every kind of discussion that we would have with real estate. And Bo not only can explain to you the laws and things you need to know to pass the exams,
right,
but he always has a story to go with it. He's done real estate for over 40 years. There's not too much he hasn't seen. So, the law might read A, B, and C, and you're like, man, I'll never put that together.
Right.
But you know what you will put together is when Bo tells you an example of why that law is there and how he's had to use it before or how that's affected him. Those stories I can remember all day long.
I think this goes back all the way to Henry David Thoreau, but who do you trust more, the guy who has read all these books about knives or the guy's actually been out in the woods
exactly
using the knife for 10, 20, or in the case of Bo Goodson Real Estate, 40 years?
Yeah, and I've had a lot of instructors, or my CE classes and everything with real estate, but Bo, it goes back to Bo being one of the best instructors there is out there. You can take CE training and real estate classes probably anywhere in Montgomery, but you won't get the hands-on attention, and you will not get the attention to detail you'll get from Bo. Being in the real estate business, I deal with realtors all the time, and I can always tell the ones have gone to Bo Goodson's real estate school and some that have maybe gone to other ones where the emphasis on the course was hurry up and pass, not actually learn and absorb
like
the
traffic school.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, you can't go wrong. In fact, you'll be going very, very right.
Very much so.
If you go by the Bo Goodson real estate school. You don't have to be going for your license if you just want to become a more knowledgeable operator in the real estate market here in the area. It's a great place to go to
and
learn more.
That's what my plan was. I was going to go to this class to just learn more about rental properties and investment properties. And lo and behold, I end up working for Bo, and I still do that. I still do investment properties, one of my favorite things to do. And Bo is just so knowledgeable. That's the greatest part. And it's nothing like saying, hey, Bo, I got this new listing. And he look at it and go, oh, I sold that house before. I mean, what are the odds, guys? Right. What are the odds?
So check them out today, folks. The Goodson Group. You can visit them at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. Check out all the listings and services on offer, how to sign up for the school, or you can call directly, 551-0225.
Right.
551-0225. Thank you again to Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group, the whole team over there. Eddie, thank you for being here today.
Right.
And be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Eddie and I are going to watch this video. The song's called Call on Me. I mean, it's the only lyrics in the damn song. But
it's all that matters.
But, yeah.
It's a good video.
Great video.
Very inspiring.
Good video. 272-9228. More News and Views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Closing out the show here. Dan Moore Show begins in, well, about 10 minutes. Joey Clark here, alongside me, Eddie Bader.
Good to
with
be here.
The Goodson Group.
Wow, the show has flown by, Joey.
It really has. It's been a good show today. I think they're taking a break right now from the impeachment trial.
Getting them some milk and water.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's Trey Gowdy. What do you think of his haircut today? The ever-changing hair of Mr. Gowdy.
He looks very aerodynamic today.
He's been great, though, on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout this whole thing. And let's not forget, folks, that there's all sorts of moving parts. This impeachment trial will be done sooner or later. Let's not forget about John Durham investigating so much that went on with FISA abuse. I think James Comey is actually in deep, deep doo-doo, so to speak. There's a lot going on, and I think Comey, Brennan, so many others need to be held to account. 272-9228, let's go to the phone, see who this is. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it is Buddy.
Hey, Buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Buddy.
Hey, I'd just like to throw something out there. This Jeff Coleman guy, he reminds me of Gil Fulbright.
Yeah.
He'll do anything to get elected.
That's right. Fill my mouth with farts.
You know what he'll change his name to, Joey?
What?
Fill up my mouth with farts.
Fill my mouth with farts. I love it. For the right amount of money.
All right. Yes, sir. And if he can't lift no more than a lampshade at 10 years old, he's losing in the nutrition department.
Yeah.
Who do you like in that race, though?
I'm thinking Troy King.
Okay. Troy King.
Yeah.
Very good.
Guys, have a good day.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I've not made up my mind on any of these races, folks. And I'll be perfectly blunt. My MO when it comes to these congressional races, Senate races, whatever electoral race is going on, is I try to stay as neutral as long as I possibly can. Now, there are certain events and times and things that happen that will move me from that neutrality. I'm not against taking a side if need be. But generally speaking, I see it as partly my role here on the air not to pick favorites. And honestly, it takes a lot for a politician to impress me. I mean, they're charming enough. Most of them are actually pretty interesting people. I like their stories. But it takes a lot for me to fall in love, truly, with a politician. And if they are, in fact, incredibly charming, well-spoken, knowledgeable about policy, seem to exhibit wisdom in their judgments...
Mm-hmm.
That makes me even more nervous about falling in love with them. So, when it comes to this congressional race for Martha Roby's seat, I wonder if she'd want to do an exit interview, though she seems to have not been on these airwaves in a while.
Right.
I'd love to talk to her about her experience
up
there. But yeah, whether it's Jeff Coleman or Jessica Taylor, Terry Hassdorf, Troy King... Barry Moore, so many folks running for that, whether it's Tommy Tuberville or Jeff Sessions, Bradley Byrne, Roy Moore. See, my bias came out there.
Very much so.
But it's more like we went through that last time. Let's not do a repeat of that again. 272-9228 before we go back to the phones. As part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're downtown, 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station area. And they are a full, comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery. They can serve you, though, all over the river region. Now, if you work downtown, that's the most convenient. There's not a better place for you to go get your vehicle service while you're working downtown. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a courtesy vehicle to get you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. They can service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. State-of-the-art equipment. All their technicians are ASE certified. They work so smoothly if you make an appointment. Call them at 265-0792. Did this last week. I was just going for a standard oil change, just a look over for making sure the vehicle can drive, 2 hours down to Dothan and back. Didn't want to be stranded on 231 or anything like that, especially with all those motels down there. You don't want that.
No.
I mean, look how pretty I look these days.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't need to be stranded on the side of the road by a motel.
You won't be stranded
long,
buddy.
Is that your roadster? Yeah. That's why Jenkins, these are the things that go through my head, folks. And I got peace of mind and didn't have to worry at all because I called Jenkins Tire and Automotive last week, 265-0792. Say, hey, I can come in about 3:30, 3:45. Said, fine. And they actually, because my car's a BMW, they get the specialty air filter ordered. And when I showed up, they're ready to go. Vehicle service very quickly for a reasonable price. They do it all, though, over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, where whether it is a standard oil change, checking the tires, changing out air filters, or big repairs like air conditioning repairs or transmission repairs, anything to do with tires, whether balancing, installation, tire repair, or rotation. And they'll even replace your windshield wiper blades. A lot of folks are thinking Jenkins these days, folks. You know, I am. Gave me that extra peace of mind on my trip down to see my brother. They can give you that peace of mind, too. 265-0792, 265-0792. You can also make an appointment on their website at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. And if you have that outdoor vehicle, a four-wheeler, side-by-side tractor, you don't have to lug it into town and bring it into town. Jenkins will come to you on location with a service truck. So be sure to take advantage of that. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive being a sponsor here at News & Views. Let's go back to the phones before the show is over. News & Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. Hanging in there.
Listen, I just got a quick comment about Jeff Coleman and his wife, Tiffany. If she's listening, yes, Tiffany, I'm tired of hearing your voice.
Man.
Well, she asked, so.
So if you're tired of that, if you're tired of her voice, who do you like in the race?
I'm undecided at this point.
Okay.
But his campaign is one of the lamest I think I've ever seen in my 58 years.
Man.
You know, all we hear is his wife talking about this and that. That. I want to hear from him, his policies, you know, and so forth. But anyhow, that's my comment for the day. Y'all have a good one.
You too. I appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, Mike is not alone.
No.
And then given Jessica Taylor hit Jeff Coleman hard to his face at that forum recently, I guess in Dale County, I believe so. And his answer wasn't exactly satisfactory for a lot of folks. It wasn't for me.
Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face.
It was, you know what it was? It goes back to what Ted Cruz tweeted yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like a lot of table banging. For folks who don't know, I have to share it again. Good way to end the program here. Ted Cruz wanting to criticize the Democrats, and this is an old saying, that, you know, when you don't have the facts, you pound the table. This sort of thing. But here's what Ted Cruz, using his own phraseology, his own way of putting it, said this old truism. Quoting Ted Cruz's tweet, quote, "If you have the facts, you bang the facts.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the law, you bang the law. If you don't have either, you bang the table. Today, we've seen a lot, a whole lot of table banging."
Yes, we have.
God love you, Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
You really have made my day. Well, now 2 days. And I assume, even though I haven't been watching, I didn't watch into the wee hours of the night last night. I had to take
a break
from
that
crap. No. Well, because I've heard it before. I really did follow the House impeachment hearings. Yeah. And I heard a lot of Schiff's arguments. I know their case pretty well. I think they're mischaracterizing some of the facts. And actually, I think the way they're bringing and characterizing Rudy Giuliani in particular, I don't know if that's exactly right. I think Giuliani was certainly pursuing the president's interest.
Yeah.
But I don't think his goal was there to get Biden for the 2020 election. I think the Biden stuff fell in his lap when he was investigating other stuff.
And I think there's going to be more. I think they've kind of already hinted around there's going to be more.
Right. So in the meantime, though, we're going to see more table banging for another day.
All right.
As Jer Bear and Adam Schiff and all these folks continue to make their arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Democratic senators are coming out. Like the Hirono, Senator Hirono from Hawaii, she said, "It's a conspiracy that the Republicans are buying into this conspiracy that we wanted to get them from day one. Eddie Bader, and you, Dan Morris, just walked in. We haven't been trying to get the president since day one. That's just another kooky conspiracy. Like, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself, and President Xi doesn't look like Winnie the Pooh." All right, I'll shut up now. Well, actually, I'll be sticking around, but Dan's show, Dan is here. Dan Morris' show next. Eddie, thank you for joining me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joey. My pleasure.
Good show. Be back bright and early, 9 a.m. Jack Campbell will be in the house. I think we'll be having